Welcome back, boys and girls. This is the 15th attempt to record episode 122. I'm Blandy, Titty Meats, and with me, Dustin and Adam. That's my best Eric impression. That's all I got.
This is me, Blandy, Titty Meats,
No,
because every time we talk about something like that we like, we destroy it, so...
Zencaster, you motherfucker. That's all I'm going to say.
I think it's you PC fucking people. It was working fine for me.
It could be, except there's also been times where you couldn't connect with the Mac, so I think it might just be Zencaster.
And that it makes no sense.
Yeah, right. French toast. So, whatever. We're live. It's all good. I've got a beer. I'm going to need another one because I drank 3/4 of it while we were trying to get this thing started. Yeah, until this never records.
No.
So we're back, baby. I'm so distracted by the fact that Adam's video right now is not him in it, and all I can see is Spunky going to his food dish and then walking back to the bathroom.
You haven't seen Spunky in forever. I figured I'd give you the view.
Although my video's not much better. I'm behind my laptop.
See me. I had a nice crotch shot.
It'd be nice if we actually could do this and, like, do the Zencaster thing. It'd actually be kind of cool. But obviously Dustin didn't buy a Kinect because he's an asshole.
Fucking loser. You want to know else? Reason why Dustin's an asshole? He didn't like the Killing Joke. He fucking hated it.
Hey-o.
Also, he's going to start his video and he's going to just crash out his Zencaster recording. Because me and Adam aren't using any extra cycles because we're just using the Xbox.
Luckily, my computer's better than... all of yours, so
that's why I couldn't run Zencaster.
Get some of that. Yeah. So, what have you guys been up to?
Dustin hated the Killing Joke.
Yeah, we know. We talked about that already.
Didn't
next.
We?
Yeah. I think we should stick right here for 1 second.
I just need to reread it. That's all. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, it's good. I think you got too frustrated about the Joker backstory, which I totally understand, because he should never have a backstory, but
it's not the fact that he shouldn't have a backstory. It's just, it was so bland and...
I kind of think that, well, I personally think that that's exactly what it is. I don't think he should ever have
one. And I'm pretty sure he has like a line in that, and he has a line in that story where he says like, I have multiple stories or something like that. So what he's telling is kind of like in The Dark Knight, how Heath Ledger tells different people his origin. He has like two different versions of it.
He does that in the Joker graphic novel too, right?
Yeah.
I think he tells like multiple stories.
Yeah.
I think that's the Joker.
That whole shit that they go through could just be a lie. You never know. So it's not really necessarily a backstory.
You can come up with a better lie than that though.
Yeah, maybe he can.
He got the green goo. Do you like the Ninja Turtles? Okay, will you stop nitpicking here?
Yeah, I don't really like the Ninja Turtles either.
Oh my! All right, Adam, I'm gonna kick him off this podcast for a second.
Kill him.
Jesus,
I'm just kidding. I have Ninja Turtle socks, so I have to be.
I mean,
a fan,
I don't like the
right?
cartoon. I like the Michael Bay produced one, obviously.
Oh right, right. Oh, the second one's coming out soon. That looks great.
Yeah, that will be there. shit. Yeah. So, what have you guys been doing, gaming wise?
We played some Dying Light.
Yeah.
And then Adam's been playing more Dying Light.
Is that still fun?
I fucking love Dying Light. Dustin never plays it with me.
I play, was there I DLC play or is can.
It? It's the same one you guys been playing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I pop into the Twitch every once in a while. It looks really cool.
It's a fucking great game.
It's really pretty, too.
It's fucking
I really
fun.
Enjoy playing it.
Yeah,
the drop
I enjoy
kicks are my favorite.
I enjoy doing all the side missions when Dustin doesn't play with me.
Yeah, that's why you're level, like, 30 on everything, and I'm still, like, level 12.
Hey. What's the thing? You can hate the game, hater, player, but you can't enjoy the love?
Something like that. Yeah, sure. We'll go
hate
with that.
Hate the player, don't hate the game. Hate the game, and don't hate the player. You know, depends.
Just hate them both. Hate
I'm
the player and hate the game.
I'm fucking from the streets.
Hi, Sam.
Speaking of hating... I did a Fibbage stream. That went pretty good. It wasn't that much racism. A fibbage two stream. Saturday
Fibbage. Okay, I thought you said something else. Yeah. How'd that go? I passed out on the couch that entire time.
It was pretty clean. There was only a couple of, like, people that had Jew in their name, and I think there was a Adolf. I don't know if they were actually, like, I don't know. I don't know what they were doing. There wasn't that much racism, which I was surprised. It's kind of kept clean. It's kind of a funny stream. You can hear me flip out on people that were cheating because they've played the game and they get all the perfect answers.
It's so weird that people like to do that. Like, I get it. If you've only played a little bit of it and, like, you see one that you know and you put the answer, I get it. But, like, it's what people do is they don't just play. They also, like, watch the streams and they just memorize everything. It's like, how is that fun?
That's what I said to a person. He's like, I didn't know. I played it, like, a couple times. And I just remembered a few of them. Like, you got every single one right. You beat all of us by, like, 7,000 points.
I know. It's so obvious when people know the answers.
I was like, how is this fun for you? I kicked him.
Yeah, it's because that's the other thing, too, is it's like even when we used to do it and like there was a point where with like the first fibbage, we used to know most of them at some point. Mm-hmm. But we would just purposely pick the wrong answers.
Oh, yeah.
Because we didn't want to run away with the game, you know.
And my lies are so ridiculous all the time. Nobody ever picks them. So I never get any extra points.
Yeah, it's fun. I usually try to, when we used to play that, I used to try to go like half the rounds, I would really try to win. And then the other half the rounds, just like comedy hour.
The first game we played, Eric wasn't playing and I was losing to him by 1,500 points. I picked, my first three picks were their lies and I lost 1,500 points.
That's actually so funny when you're really trying to
guess the right answers. I was fucking pissed, man. I was getting pissed that night. I was losing a bunch.
They have some good fucking lies sometimes on that.
There was a lot of semen like answers. Like not even by us.
Well, it was
like
your Twitch.
In the game there was like a lot of questions that had like actual like the answer was actually like semen. You're like,
this can't be right.
Yeah. I was like, somebody wrote that. Like I got an achievement for something and it was funny. The game fucked up. I forget what the question. It was something about like this person ate this and I put pussy. And I got the achievement for putting in a truth when, or something like, you know that, like when you put in the truth and it tells you to repick or I got an achievement for that when I put in pussy.
I wonder if it was like a delayed achievement, but that's still fucking hilarious. Like it was probably like a few answers ago, but.
I forget what the question was. It was funny.
Does it work any better now with using the Jackbox website to do it instead of?
They need to do something about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad. Like, it's cool that it's based around Twitch, but there's got to be a better way.
It's got to be faster.
Yeah, because it's so delayed sometimes. Like, when I used to walk home from your place and play on the way home, it was, like, so delayed that I barely got my answers in.
Yeah, Konomenon was having a tough time because he's so far away in that third world country, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. I just had a friend that just got home from Hawaii. I should have told them to meet up.
Yeah.
I'm acting like there's one town in Hawaii.
What's the hawa, where you breathe in each other's mouths as a sign of affection?
Sounds hot.
It's just kissing.
Isn't that the locals thing? Like you breathe into each other's faces instead of hugging or something like that?
I've never heard of it, but I'm just going to say that's a fact.
He tried to explain it to us. I was kind of drunk and I wasn't really paying attention.
Ever since he said that, I've been doing that to everyone I come across. And I come across a lot of people in my work and they're all old.
I thought you were going to say that ever since he said that, I can't look at him the same way.
If I ever see him, I'm just going to go up and breathe into his face and go, hi.
I'm just going to go to Hawaii and just like start breathing into people's faces.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Forgetting Sarah Marshall when they challenged the guy to name all the fish species? And one of them is like, Kamanamanahuaha or something. Fucking, I used to know it too. Nick says all the time.
All the fish in the ocean?
All like the species that are unique to Hawaii or something. I don't remember. Or maybe it's just like the fish they serve at the restaurant. I don't know. Did this scene ever happen? I'm not even sure.
I don't even think that movie exists.
What the fuck is Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Nobody wrote that song.
It's so funny that I'm staring at an empty room right now. Like I'm actually looking at it too. Like I'm talking to that room because I have nothing else to look at.
Well, Dustin turned off his camera. It was like right in Dustin's face. There was nothing but Dustin's face. It was pretty great.
It's a pretty sexy face.
I tried to take a picture of it.
Did you see my new Skype picture? They made me take one when I launched Skype.
I saw it.
I should probably take that down in case I use this for something other than this.
Nah.
Pick it up. It's my balls is the point here.
Yeah, Skype was stuttering, so I had to turn my video off. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, no, that's a good call, because we're doing multiple things. It's like on your computer right now. It's dangerous.
Yeah. Hey, especially that shitty PC.
Exactly.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
I was thinking of Onimusha today for some reason. I don't know why, because I think about that game every now and then. And then I saw that there was like this Samurai Dark Souls type game coming out for PlayStation called Niho or Neo. I don't know. It's N-I-O-H.
I only know what this is because I saw you link it today.
Yeah, so I downloaded. There's a playable demo of it, and God, I hate Dark Soul games. It just fucking sucks. Like, getting hit twice and dying when they don't tell you how to block is fucking retarded. Like, those games aren't fun.
Yeah, they're supposed to be super realistic.
Remake.
Yeah, and the dude just looks like Geralt of Rivia from Witcher. It's like, you guys didn't even try. Like, he looks exactly like Geralt. But it's made by the people that do, like, I think Team Ninja, the people that did Ninja Gaiden?
I don't even remember.
Or is that Ninja Theory?
I don't know.
Now I don't know who.
Say it's Ninja something.
Yeah, something Ninja. Yeah. But it's supposed to have, like, the pedigree of, like, Onimusha and, like, a Dark Souls game, and it didn't feel that way. Like, if you picked up, like, remember those orbs in Onimusha? Did you guys ever play that game?
Yeah. I have no idea what that is.
It had like that feel to it, but it played like a Dark Souls game. And I didn't like it. I played like an hour of it, and I was like, I think I'm good.
Do you remember the critic voiced by John Lovitz, the cartoon back in the day with a really weird animation? Mm-hmm. And he used to review movies and just go, "It sucked." That's what I think about every time something like that is said. It sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I have played no new games, but I did Twitch some one-on-one drunk Rocket League, which you guys were nice enough to tune into, so that was fun. Started off well, went shitty, as it usually does when you're drinking. That shit's so hard, though, in the highest fucking level. You just can't make a mistake. It's so high intensity. Literally every time you miss a ball, it basically goes in the goal. Although I did find there is one rank higher, which I didn't, I think so, because I saw a symbol that I had never seen before. No. No, not that one. Although I think it might be from the new patch. I'm not really sure. Which also, the Basketball Rocket League patch came out today, and I saw some people in the lobby in my office playing a couple games, and it looks pretty hilarious. It's like a smaller court. I didn't know that the net, so like, you know how it's like a really wide rim, and like it has like the, like, almost invisible mesh net coming down. The ball can roll up that, which I expected, but the cars can't. So you can actually go in and, like, goaltend, jumping straight up. It's actually really cool, but you can hit the rim, which I found out the hard way. It's got fucking rejected trying to block one time. It's cool, though, because I like, because it's 2-on-2, which I love that they did, because it should only be 2-on-2, and it's a smaller, especially because it's a smaller arena. I don't know how much lasting. Like, nothing's ever going to be as good as the regular game in that, but it's my favorite of, like, the side games, because PlayStation and Steam have a lot more. Like, they have the labs, they have some other stuff, too, I can't remember, but the Hoops one is my favorite, like, side game so far, so I'll definitely have to do some twitching of that at some point.
I can't wait to do my Chappelle Show Prince thing and just start yelling good every time I shoot it.
I was using my Kobe joke way too much today, and I will continue to do so, because I use that in Rocket League anyway when I'm trying to aerial dunk.
Zencaster
it's way better.
Zencaster support just sent me a Twitter message about the problem.
What did they say? Oh, did you tweet them?
Yeah, they said I can hop in your call right now if you'd like us to assist you.
Yeah. Well, if it doesn't work next time, we'll get them in.
I'm just gonna tell them to fuck off.
Yeah, I would just say that. We'll delete all of our tracks.
No, but more importantly, you didn't mention in the update the Geralt of Rivia, like, wolf pendant is out.
Yeah, so I don't know, because I know they're doing, like, a RPG, like, or even, like, a Hearthstone type thing where, like, items are, like, different rarities. I remember seeing that, and I'd forgotten about it till today, and I think that's how it is in this. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't just give you the Witcher 3 pendant right off the bat, because it's a good way to, like, introduce you to that new system, but literally the first thing that anyone unlocked today at lunch was that. So, I don't know if that was a coincidence, or if that's, like, just, like, the first thing you unlock. I haven't played with my account, so I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
It's nice that the I'll Xbox never get got it, the update at the same time.
How do you get the Warthog? Is that just random?
I don't know. I think I did look this up. I think you have to do some stupid like single player thing or something.
I beat the game. I don't think I got it. I think I got the Gears of War one from beating the game.
How to unlock the Warthog on Xbox One. Live Googling session. This is what people tune in the podcast to hear. Exhibition.
This is very fascinating. It isn't
too difficult, especially if you use our tips. The basics are that you need to win a game with every available car in order to unlock the Warthog in Rocket League. All right, there you go. Oh,
that should be easy.
Oh, shit, I wasn't paying attention. What was it?
I don't remember.
I was sending a Twitter message back to Zencaster.
You have to win a game with every vehicle.
Fuck that.
Yeah, it's really not probably that hard, but like I just don't feel like switching my vehicle.
Yeah, the Batmobile is like, what, $2.99? I'll fucking rather spend money than play it.
Yeah, I expected to use the Batmobile for like a few games and then go back to the Hog, which is the one I really like. But I don't care what my vehicle looks like in Rocket League. Like, I like to paint them up and stuff, but it just, I don't know, it fits my eye. I can't explain it any better. Like, the Batmobile just, like, fits my eye for aerials, and that's all that matters to me, so I'll probably never switch away from it.
It looks cool.
And it's badass as well.
Yeah, it sounds cool, too. It's got all the sounds.
Yeah, and it's got cool, you can't customize it at all, but other than the paint job, but.
Well, yeah, at least they do the paint, though. The DeLorean doesn't change colors, does it?
Yeah, the lights do.
Oh, the lights do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Batmobile you can make pink if you want, which maybe I will.
Yeah, you will.
Hey, I'm Batman.
Hey. Dustin hates Batman.
Dustin, what have you been playing, you Killing Joke hating piece of shit?
Jesus Christ.
I don't even really care, but.
I have actually been playing that much. Just the Dying Light with Adam and, yeah, I'm pretty boring right now. I need to get back into it. I played some Minecraft a while ago. I need to play some more Alien Isolation. I got to finish that game. It's so scary. I don't like
that. How far along are you in that?
Which one, Alien Isolation?
Yeah.
I'm about, I think it says 8 hours in right now.
So you have 12 hours left of that game.
Yeah, I think I'm about halfway, maybe a little bit more.
Does playing 12 hours of that game sound fun to you?
Sounds terrifying.
I feel like that's the kind of game where like I play twice and I get scared and like I'm good, you know. I got what I need.
That was a big complaint about that game. The game was awesome, but it was just too long.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing that I have a problem with is that the alien is too all up in your face all the time. Like no matter what you're doing, if you go into a room, the alien will follow you in the room.
Doesn't respect no matter your personal
crazy
space.
Ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then he shoves his tail in me, and it's turns into some weird hentai. It's really weird.
Someone plays slow jam in the background while he's explaining this.
Are you speaking my language? Mm.
Titty meats.
Jesus.
Segue into real quick back to Rocket League. It just reminded me we were saying Dustin, I think, was joking that Nintendo announced NX Rocket League or something, and we were joking about how the online wouldn't work at all, and then we were talking about how awesome it would be to have the Mario Kart characters in Rocket League, and like literally like Peach driving a fucking car, like that would be awesome.
That would be cool.
I want that.
Get on Nintendo.
Never happen.
No, Rocket League 6 will be out about time.
Yeah, right.
They get their online shit going. Yeah,
that'll never work.
Think they'll Nintendo. Do like a Rocket League 2 or keep updating it?
They'll probably just keep updating it.
They keep adding
new things to it. Basketball, hockey, soccer. Yeah. Next thing you know, you're gonna be playing baseball.
Tennis. I feel like sweet. They will eventually release
that would be
it too,
cool, actually.
I know, but a great like a dodgeball.
Yeah,
you have to purposefully dodge the balls being thrown at you. How would you catch them?
Dustin,
I'm not a game developer. Who am I asking?
Seriously,
me?
Dustin, Jesus Christ.
I'm
an idea man.
I do think, though, that there will be one eventually, but it'll be a long time. It'll be like when player count really dips, you know, and it'll probably try way too hard. It should be very disappointing. Like, really change the game.
I just don't know what perfection. They could change to.
Like, the graphics aren't going to age. It's just a great game.
I don't see anything that they could do besides keep adding more things to it, like new cars and
new
paint
levels
and rim jobs and stuff. But yeah, new levels. But I don't think they could do anything to make a Rocket League 2. Like the same thing they're doing. Like, wow, you're not gonna have a World of Warcraft 2.
I just think that they will have a Rocket League 2, and it'll sell well and be the same game, and then there will never be a Rocket League 3.
Yeah.
I hope that's not the case.
There's too much money on the table. You know what I mean? I hope it's not the case either. I hope I'm wrong. So any games that you guys have been playing, or should we get into the extremely important news that I see at the top of this show notes?
I played two shitty games, but they're going to be up on you. One of them is up on YouTube, Infinity Runner. That game's dumb. Okay. That game was on sale for like $3.50 last week.
They said you liked it.
I liked it for the achievements, if I was an achievement person. Really easy achievements. I mean, for $3.50 for your achievement person, it's just like Temple Run or Jungle Run or whatever that game was called. Except
there's a million other ones that are on.
Yeah,
though.
Except it's first person, and that's it. And you're in a hallway. You're naked.
Oh.
It was dumb. Go it was on. Really, really dumb. Poorly made. But like I said, like in my review, the 2-minute review, I played it for like an hour, got like 35% of the achievements, and I really didn't do anything but one mode.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're an achievement whore, go get it. I don't think it's $3 anymore, but.
Tinnimates.
Alter Beast is out on Xbox One, backwards compatibility.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Have you ever played that on the Xbox Live Arcade?
Never. I've only played that on Sega Genesis and then on the Retron, which was still Sega Genesis.
Yeah, I wonder how it is. I bought it.
I have, like, very little memories of, like, childhood, like, going places, but I specifically remember being in Florida at my relative's house playing Altered Beast because they had it. You know, like, that's how important that game was. Hi, Spunky.
I never played it. I don't know what it is.
You know, it aged better than I thought it would. Like, I mean, it's very much like an arcadey game. Like, there's not a lot of depth and, like, length to it. But like, me and Adam had a fucking blast playing it.
Hey, we beat that shit fucking hammered.
We really did. Probably the most drunk we were was the time that we beat it. We got so close so many other times. It was so frustrating.
Because you get, like, that's one game, shot. That's it. You get...
That game's like, more you die in the first two levels, you're fucked.
That game's more Dark Souls than Dark Souls will ever be.
Yeah, which is, you know, obviously a lot of games back then. It's the same thing when we played Terminator.
Yeah, you want to be a real man, you play Alter Beast, fuck Dark Souls.
Exactly.
But I kind of do want to get back into Dark Souls.
Yeah, I kind of want to play Dark Souls 3, I got to tell you.
Well, yeah, me too. I was like, before I do that, I should probably go back and finish what I started in Dark Souls 2. But I feel like now it's just been too long, so I'd have to start over.
It would be kind of cool, though, to play Dark Souls 3 and like have like the new gen graphics and all that stuff.
Because I thought I read that they got rid of my biggest complaint with Dark Souls 2 was that I was like poisoned and I didn't know how to stop it. Like I was slowly dying. I didn't know how to stop it. Like my guy was changing into a zombie and his health bar was getting lower and lower like every time I played. And isn't I didn't that, know
it. I think that's part of the game, isn't it? I think that was story based.
That one.
I had like a really long life bar, like say like it was like 6 inches on the screen, so like 3 of me.
6-inch surprise.
Yeah. I had like a half an inch left of health. That was the max it could go. And I didn't know how to, every time I died it would go farther down. So I can't imagine.
It sounds super frustrating.
Yeah. And there's no explanation. And then like I read a thing that online that said like how to fix it. I don't know where the item is. I don't know where anything was in that game.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to get Dark Souls 3, I think you should get Bloodborne instead.
Yeah.
Bloodborne is a much more like streamlined version of those games. It's still frustrating as fuck at times, but it you're never going to find yourself like wandering around for 7 hours not knowing where the item is. Yeah. Like it's not quite as crazy, I don't think, as the Dark Souls games. Not that I've ever played those, but from what I've read, that's what it seems like.
The combat in those games is like enjoyable for me. I like the whole idea of like blocking and like taking your time, dodging, stuff like that. You know, I don't need like a hack and slash like a Devil May Cry or Ninja Gaiden. Gooden.
Yeah, I think the combat's one of the coolest parts about it. It's like it's timing and it's like learning patterns. Yeah. It's very old school games. It's like Punch Out, you know, like you have to learn the patterns of the characters and.
Yeah, and then that Niho game, like I was only kidding. It's only like an alpha. Like I don't know if it's a piece of shit or not. It just kind of lost me. But the combat didn't feel as tight as like the Dark Souls does. But it's also an alpha beta demo, yeah. Something like that. But
Dustin, you ever play any Dark Souls?
I have not, no. I'm not. I was just going to say, I'm not mad enough to play those games.
Yeah, dude, they're tough, man. Like I've said before, like when I played Dark Souls or Bloodborne, I had a week off. So it was like awesome and easy to do. But like, I don't want to come home after a stressful day at work and like smash my desk. You know what I mean?
My favorite thing to do is watch streams of people doing speed runs of Dark Souls 1 and 2. Those are really, really fun to watch. I don't know why. I like watching speed runs.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear that. Yeah, I twitched some of my initial days with Bloodborne, and it was like I didn't know what the fuck was going on because I'd never played a Dark Souls, and it was so not fun. But as soon as you like get it, it's really fun for a while. And then you're just like, okay, I'm good. I'm 20 hours into this game, and every single session is just like me bashing my head against the wall. And I've had enough. But it's also rewarding, like when you beat the thing that you're frustrated about. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I see the appeal of them.
It seems a little repetitive to just do the same thing over and over again, run to the same place, pick up this one thing, kill this boss, go to the next place.
It's very old school gaming. Like we were talking about with Altered Beast, it's like you memorize patterns and stuff, and like to get that perfect run. The speed run's a good way to put it because even when you're not going for a speed run, you still have to like memorize things, and like there's a frustrating part to that, but there's also like a super rewarding part to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'll never play Dark Souls 3. I don't think, but I'd like to think that I would. I'd rather have Adam play it and Twitch it so that he can flip desks.
I might get Dark Souls 2 if it goes on sale just to try it out. But I don't know if I'll get Dark Souls. Jesus Christ, I can't talk. Dark Souls 3 right now.
Just do it.
I was real close to picking up Destiny, but I didn't do it.
Yeah, I just don't. So I really like The Division. I have no problem with The Division. It's just that like the people that I was playing with are so scattered over levels and stuff. I just don't think I'll ever get back into it because I just have no interest playing by myself. Just like Destiny, I don't have interest playing by myself.
Yeah, I think I'm done with The Division.
Yeah, so I don't know that I'll ever get back into that. But I'm still looking for a game to play with Ben. I did play Overwatch. I forgot to mention that.
Oh shit.
I got into the beta for a day, played like 10 games total, and super fun. Really cool. It's very much Team Fortress, as everybody knows, but it's like a little more MOBA-ish in that it's like this is true in Team Fortress. I think it's more true in Overwatch. It's like having like a really good team makeup is super important. And like I only played the healing class like once or twice, but I actually found that really fun to play, for example. So like that's, I think, a super like check mark in the game. And there's like 20 characters and they're all very varied. But, you know, there's like your tanks and your DPS and your healers. But like DPS is like snipers and then more like teleport close up guys. And I like the objectives. It's cool. I think it could be really fun to play like with a team. I wouldn't want, like, it's like a game I wouldn't want to like, go into by myself with a random team necessarily, but it seems like it's going to be a really fun like team oriented game.
Well, I got that shit pre-ordered on Xbox One if you want to play.
You got what?
I pre-ordered an Xbox One.
So that's where I'm torn because I have the two guys that I was playing with on computer. And there's two guys at work and then Ben who wants to get PS4. And then obviously like all of my friends from home have Xbox One. So it's like, I don't want to buy this game three fucking times. I wish they just had it for all of the things, which would be great.
Yeah, I just can't do PS4 controller first person shooter.
Yeah, it's not. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I haven't played it on PS4, but it does feel like it's a computer, you know, game as far as that goes. But I'm sure it's going to play fine on the consoles. They've been.
Yeah,
it's not like they're porting it to the consoles. They've been making it from the beginning for the consoles too. So,
have you been watching any of their videos that they've been putting out? They're pretty good. They're like story.
Oh yeah, a little bit.
They look like what like Pixar would make almost of these. characters. It's pretty good.
Yeah, they do that with Team Fortress all the time. They release like tools so that fans can do it. And it's amazing what people can do with that stuff. I don't know what I'm going to do as far as getting it though. It sucks that there's not just like I wish I could just get it for all of the systems. That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you could, but it wouldn't transfer from system to system.
Right. That's what I mean.
Like, just spend $180 so you can play with everybody.
Yeah. Well, and that would blow too, because I'd have to unlock the characters on every system, you know.
Oh, they don't come unlocked?
No.
It's a $60 game and you have to unlock the characters?
I think it's a $40 game, and I think it's some of them are
unlocked. I definitely paid $60 for it.
You paid way too much for it then.
I could be wrong. Let's find out. Maybe they changed it too, because I think it was supposed to be free to play at one point.
I thought it was supposed to be free on PC, and then it was going to be $60 on console, or something like that.
It looks like there's a deluxe. Yeah, it is $60, and then there's a deluxe edition for $75. And this article doesn't say anything about what you get with the deluxe edition.
You probably get all the characters for deluxe.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, collector's edition for $120. I don't know. I give up. But
Jesus Christ.
That I'm sure that comes with like some stupid fucking. Or is that?
Super deluxe collector's edition. It comes with book and a figure.
Yeah, here it is. Standard edition, $40. I'm sorry. This article has all the shit mashed together. An Origins edition for $60 and a Collections edition for $129.
Okay. I bought the Origins edition.
I have no idea what comes in that, but hopefully some characters.
And thanks to Microsoft for not putting the $40 one up for pre-order, because I probably would have done that.
That's really weird.
I thought it was a $60. No, it's not weird, because it's probably good. It's probably smart by them. It's like an extra $20 out of
it. Yeah, because it's like you want to maybe try to play the $40 version, then buy some characters, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you could just go cancel that pre-order right now, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah. It's just like all the people that I like online that like talk about games or play games for their careers really like Overwatch, and I know I'm going to like it. You know, I love Blizzard stuff.
It's really
like
cool.
Type of game. Looks like a type of game that I'll enjoy. I'm sure Pun will do like,
it's the perfect combination of like competitive, but still like a little bit casual, where like I think it'll be relaxing to play, but still like you want to win, which is perfect.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to have like that depth. Like it's almost like the Rocket League thing where it's simple, everybody can play it, but as you play it, there's more complexities that show up and more strategy. Yeah, kind of like Dota.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't played any Overwatch, but there's a game called Paladins that's very similar to Overwatch that I really like. It's in a closed beta right now.
Is that the Smite people?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good. I really like it.
Smite's really good. Smite is a great free MOBA on PS4, Xbox One, PC. If you're trying to get into MOBA, Smite is a great game. I would defend Smite. I played that game probably, I don't know, 50 hours worth. I really like that game.
Yeah.
It's fun.
What was your main character in Smite?
Zeus.
Oh. Yeah, I was Cupid all the time. Just stealing kills from people with that one shot that explodes after a while.
Yeah.
That's a porno, Dustin. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Everything's a porno.
You used to use Ron Jeremy as your main character.
No, Dustin, you have an Xbox One. You should download Smite. We can fucking play together.
Okay.
I'll do it right now. I never even thought of that. That game's fucking great.
Don't do it right now.
I'm not doing it right now.
It's got a bunch of fun modes and shit.
Shit. Yeah, no, I like that game. So, do we want to talk about how ESL banned YouPorn's gaming team?
You mean that's bullshit.
Yeah, and I heard ESL is going to change their name to NFL, the No Fun League. Who the fuck can't have a porn
speech?
Seriously. Their list of reasons were bullshit, too. They don't promote sex, drugs, rock and roll, and booze, or something like that. The fuck they say? The countries, they're using like the countries that they run their promotions and stuff as an excuse. These countries don't accept pornography. Like bullshit.
I mean, it makes sense if they want to broadcast to certain countries, but it's just the name.
Yeah, but they could be like the Patriots. They could be like the hated team on those countries, and they could go crazy when they lost. Well, you know
I guarantee
saying?
All those countries that have like where pornography's banned, they probably have the highest like viewage of porn. You know, like those countries. Gay porn. I'm sure YouPorn has the stats available. Be like, look, they may like look down on porn, but more people watch porn here than anywhere in the world.
It'd be like, great if they came out with like our number one fan base per capita.
They should. If I was
whatever
running
Middle
like
Eastern country.
If I was running YouPorn, I would release all that information. Be like, you guys are worried about this country. Look at our stats.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Who is it? Is it Pornhub that always releases the hilarious?
I think they're all the same company, I believe.
Oh, that's totally possible.
I'm not sure though. All porn's the same, except when it's.
I mean, as long as it gets me off.
Not that Ape and Bourbon has ever frequented any of those sites, but you know, we judge those.
But Pornhub is funny because whenever like a major game releases, they'll release like a stat that shows how like their numbers dipped and stuff like that. They're funny.
Yeah, like, they do a really good job.
Like they're well connected with like the gamer base. Like they're kind of serious about it. Like I know YouPorn got into it after the $18 million prize pool in Dota. Because I remember they were making a big deal. Like there's $18 million up to grab, and then like they were joking around about making a team. And eventually, I guess they did. I didn't know they actually went through with it.
Sounds like a hard decision for them.
Yeah,
gamers are their biggest customers, I would think, especially PC gamers.
yeah, they probably had to take a long thought process if they were going to
long
do
hard
that.
Look right down the shaft of like, yeah. I don't know where I'm going with that. I just wanted to say long hard shaft.
Well, speaking of embarrassing decisions, Call of Duty just named the new game Infinite Warfare. How do you guys feel about that?
Did they do this? Because I feel like I broke this news before this news got broken up. Because, like, this morning when I was getting ready for work and just doing, like, I always spend, like, 15 minutes on, like, Reddit or whatever before I get out of bed. Yeah.
that's 45 seconds.
And I had seen the Niho, like people were talking about it, and they're saying like there's playable demo of it. So I went on the PlayStation Store this morning on my phone, and I saw the Infinite War, like the whole word wasn't spread out. So I just thought it was saying like Infinity Ward sale. Like, is there any chance that this is just a typo?
Yes, I don't think it was a fact when I saw it, and I have not followed up with any fact checking.
Yeah,
treat it like a fact.
Yeah, nobody said anything else about it. They took it down, they replaced it with something else.
There's a few pictures of it though, where it actually says Call of Duty Infinite Warfare on someone's screenshot.
I know. I was just wondering,
but
if
that
it
could
was...
be that could be Photoshop too, kind
of
like
yeah.
The,
and I was just
controller.
Wondering if it was just a typo, because what was inside of that? If you clicked it, could you click it? Did anybody say what was beyond that point? Because I just when I saw it, I just thought it was like an Infinity Ward Call of Duty sale. That's what it looked like to me. You know, it didn't look like, hey, there's a new Call of Duty game coming out. Like it was an accident thing. It just looked like a typo.
It'd be like really funny if they like leak this to be like, this name might be really shitty. And, like, let's see if there's any backlash. And then there's like huge backlash.
I mean,
and like, it's a typo on a sale. It's actually called, you know.
It's a terrible fucking name. Infinite Warfare?
Awful. It's awful.
Does that mean that they're going to fight aliens in space next game? Because that would be pretty cool.
It's like
Halo, but Call of Duty.
It's like they've given up and they're just like, I don't know. There's a lot of warfare. It's Infinite Warfare. This is the name of the game forever. You know,
it's been long enough. Just call it Advanced Warfare. You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Call of Duty games, the names do not matter. It's called Call of Duty. Call of Duty 6.
Call of Duty 13.
I'm trying to get all creative and stupid with it. That's when people have a fucking problem. Infinite Warfare? What the fuck does that mean?
That's really bad.
There's a lot of warfare.
I know what it means, but like in like a video game, it's like a lot of wars. What the fuck? This is the war that doesn't end.
I'm racking my brain for a topic that you two like have a lot to say about, so that I can go to the bathroom and then pour myself.
Let's
a beer.
Talk about Dustin hating Killing Joke.
Jesus right. Christ! It wasn't hate.
Dustin, what was the last Call of Duty game you played?
I got Black Ops 3 multiplayer on the Steam that was $15.
That's right, yes.
I played a bunch of that. It was a lot of fun.
I might get
that for the Xbox if it goes down in price.
I have not played in a while, but I do enjoy Black Ops 3 quite a bit, the multiplayer.
I'm awful at though.
What we should get you to do is get Titanfall.
Well, the Titanfall 2 is coming out. That was announced.
Yeah, but Titanfall is like always on sale for like $5. Titanfall, like some of the survivor mode things where you're like a tank or whatever the Titan is, I think is what they're called, fighting like waves of other Titans, it's a fucking blast. That mode should have came. I always say that mode should have came with the release of that game. It came way later, but it's so good. You should check the price of Titanfall. It's usually like it's always like $5, or if you get EA access, it's free.
If it's $5, I'll buy it right now.
It's always like on sale for like $5-$10. I know they're giving away the season pass at one point for free. Oh, that's how I got all the season pass stuff.
maybe your Survivor thing is a season pass thing. That would suck.
I think it was, but I don't think the DLC is expensive at all. They just chopped the price off that so quickly.
Yeah, well, nobody played it for a long time.
It's so good. That game is so good. What was I gonna say? Shit. Oh, back to Advanced Warfare. Like, have you heard any rumors that like they're gonna? Have you heard anything about like them putting Advanced Warfare? Was it Advanced Warfare 2? Like, was there a remastered of that? Did I hear something? Am I making that shit up?
I haven't heard anything about it.
I think a lot of people would be happy about that. I don't know if it actually exists, though.
Did anybody else hear that, or am I making that shit up? I thought I heard there was, like, a rumor going on that, like, that was the one they were going to remaster and release. Huh. Or was it backwards? I don't know. It's weird. Like, when I was on the backwards compatibility page for Xbox today looking for Altered Beast, they still show Black Ops and, like, BioShock Infinite on there. I wonder how they get away with that. Like, those games aren't, like, nobody said they're going to be. Like, yeah, they potentially can be. That shit's so misleading to consumers.
Yeah, and, you know,
they probably do it just to put pressure on, like, the publishers. Like, probably. Hey, let's get this shit going. It's a no-loss
game for them. Yeah,
yeah, it's like, the games are like BioShock Infinite, the first Black Ops, and I think there's another one. It's like, these games aren't on the list. Like, why are these the ones you're advertising? It's weird.
Yeah, I hear you. Did you guys talk about Call of Duty enough?
No, we were talking about Titanfall. Titanfall is real cheap, remember? It used to be like $5, $5-$10.
Did you get the deluxe edition? Is that what you got?
No, I got the regular one, and then the season pass was free for a while.
Oh, right. Does the deluxe edition have all of the...
I would imagine.
This bundle includes... Oh, yeah. It's $20 right now on Xbox, and that's not on sale.
Yeah, I mean,
Titanfall deluxe edition.
Don't buy that. Just buy EA Access for a year at $27, whatever it is, and you get Titanfall free, and you get everything with it. That would be the way to go. Because the Titanfall, that I love that, the wave, like, horde thing, whatever they have. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Titanfall 2.
Yeah. Heard a thing that they're saying, somebody released a thing that was coming out this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I guess I could see that. It's like, been long obviously, enough. December.
Yeah, but those, you never know with those placeholder dates.
No.
Type shits that they do.
It could be delayed by
All right.
6 months to a year.
How much time we got left here? Yeah, let's talk about some, I was going to mention Nintendo Miitomo just because it's the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen. There's a couple people at work that have it, and it is hilariously weird.
Did I tell you guys my Miitomo story?
No, let's have it.
So I downloaded the app, and I put in my Nintendo information in, and my password was wrong, and then I realized I don't know what my password is, and then I deleted the app.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, okay, so that's about as far as I went.
Here's
but then
my
I was
Miitomo
like thinking
story.
About it. Like, I should have just, because I was like, I want my friends list, and I was like, I probably should have just started a new account because I don't have any friends anyways, so it doesn't fucking matter. Mm-hmm. So I deleted it for no reason.
Yeah, they showed me the app, and it literally took at least 30 seconds to boot up, maybe 45. I was like, okay, not a good start. And then the Miis still creep me out, number one. They're kind of funny, but they creep me out. And then, like, you like answer questions that you're, like... Then it tells your friends what questions you answer, but then you can like hang out with each other and you're like in a living room, like just it's the weirdest fucking shit I've ever seen. It's like, it's just a total Japanese game that they should have never released in America.
It's like, no, I think Giant Bomb was talking about this. Like, it's like a data pooling or data collection service that Nintendo's tricking people into doing. Like, they're getting all this information about people. Like, They like ask questions like, what's your favorite pizza place? Yeah, like, what's your favorite movie? Yeah, shit like that.
Yeah. I'm out. So they're supposed to be announcing another game tonight too, mobile game. There's like some sort of like investor meeting, but
I can't wait till they at E3 when they announce the NX and they're like, and the NX is already out, and they're like, reach into your pocket and pull out your phone.
It's the next mobile experience.
Yeah.
Next mobile experience.
You got NX'd.
Fuck. That would suck for me. I just have a piece of shit Samsung Galaxy Lite.
Yeah, we gotta do something about that. What's up with that, Dustin?
For God's sake.
I don't.
What are we gonna do with you? Phone.
I use it for Reddit and porn. What else am I supposed to do for it?
What, are you Sam. On a contract?
What? No.
What do you use?
Metro.
Metro PCS? Is that like a straight talk thing?
I don't know what that is.
Does that work outside of big cities? I know it didn't used to back in the day.
Yeah, it's actually we're on the T-Mobile towers now.
Oh, it is. That's, okay. Yeah, it used to be like say. Its own thing, I think, and it was like you couldn't like it like only worked in New York and like
is that like big cities maybe. Is that just like a bring your own phone kind of deal?
I mean, they have phones there, but yeah, you can bring your own phone.
Yeah, I was going to say like
it sounds like straight talk on T-Mobile pretty much.
I mean, yeah, you can look at like Swappa. Swappa.com always has cheap phones. Yeah, get whatever you want.
Step it up is what we're saying.
I do need a new phone. I think I'm due for an upgrade. I should go talk to my Metro PCS guy who doesn't speak any English and see what he has for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fuck me. Fuck me, Tomo. Is that where you're going with this?
Yeah. I mean, you weren't serious about it. You really want to talk about it?
No. That's all I wanted to say about it. It was really weird. And it loaded super slow. That's the only things I wanted to touch on. I wanted to say, because I just got, I pre-ordered the expansion for Hearthstone, just because I actually enjoy playing like the single player versions of that when they come out. I find those really fun. And so I'll give this one a try. But it just reached 50 million players. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Damn. Jesus Christ.
It's all that
does
mobile.
Does Blizzard make enough fucking money? Activision,
it's the,
whatever.
It's the mobile games now. The Evil Council podcast.
They've taken over.
The Evil Council podcast in their last episode, we're talking about all the changes that they've been doing for the new expansions and stuff. And they go really fucking in depth with all that. And I just, my eyes crossed while I was listening to it.
And you think the deck you made when you used to play on my iPad would still work against people?
Probably not. I would say almost definitely you will lose 95%.
I think it was the last time I used my iPad for gaming besides her story.
I made a, was that before or after FTL?
That was after-ish.
Yeah. I made a mage mech deck that lasted a long time, and it like there were no like amazing cards in it that really lasted. I have a feeling it's not going to be useful anymore. I'll probably have to make a new one, but I'm looking forward to that, actually. I like Hearthstone.
Yeah, I like Hearthstone. It's just like, I don't know, it's scary. It's intimidating to get into.
It is. I think you have to like at least get like a base deck that you use that like you see someone else use, and then you can kind of fine tune it to your interests. But if you just try to make one yourself and you have no idea what you're doing, you're just going to get spanked. Because once you kind of learn what's good and what's bad, then you can actually make your own decks and know what you're doing. But if you try to do that without knowing anything, it's not a good idea. Because there's a ton of cards that should be in like no fucking decks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you pick those, you're at an immediate disadvantage. Like there's cards that are like, there's one card that costs 3 mana, whatever the fuck it's called, and that's a 3/2. And then there's another one that's a 3/2 with a special ability. Why would you ever pick the one without it? And they're both like basic cards, basically. So like there's a lot of that. And if you're not, you know, there's so many cards, it's hard to like compare every fucking card. So I don't know. But that's also part of the fun of it to me, is kind of learning the intricacies of all that stuff. And like Magic, the most fun part was deck building, not playing the game itself, you know?
Well, it's fun playing the game and then seeing how well your deck stacks up to your friends.
Oh yeah, no, I know. I'm not saying playing wasn't fun. Like that was obviously a huge part of the fun, but like the fun to me was like thinking the whole time I'm playing, like, what could I do that's better in this deck? You know, what cards can I replace that would counter what he's doing? You know, stuff like that.
I felt like Dustin was taking a shot at you for not having any friends to play Hearthstone. It's like you could show all your friends your cards.
What the fuck, Dustin?
What the fuck? I have.
You know what's
my
funny
sound
about that is. Oh,
sorry. I have my sound running through my Focusrite, my Scarlet.
Yeah.
and my like notification sounds are still going through my computer.
Yeah, that happens.
What the fuck?
It's because you're on a shitty Mac.
Shut the fuck up.
Boom.
And I was actually going to say the goddamn thing. Hopefully I'm not fucking anything up with the Zencaster.
There's a bunch of people at work that want to play Hearthstone, and I don't like to commit to anything.
Yeah, it sounds tough.
Yeah, although one of the guys, Bo, gave me his, he's been trying to launch this old Android tablet he had forever, and, like, he's been, like, trying to give it away to people, and people are like, yeah, I don't want that thing. But he goes, dude, you want this? I was like, no, I got no use for that. And then I was like, God, like, a different day, I went, God, I wish I had an iPad, so, like, I want to play FTL, which Android doesn't have FTL, but, Hearthstone expansion's coming out, and, like, it's just so much fun to play on an iPad, you know, it's, like, perfect for that kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, his eyes lit up and he went and got the Nexus tablet. And I was like, it's not going to work, dude. It's not going to work. We launched it and opened it up and it worked. And I was like, fuck, I'll take it.
What is it, a 7 or a 10?
Oh, no, it's a Samsung one. It's I don't know. It's a different thing. I know nothing about it. I haven't even used it yet.
Do you know if those stupid Apple Pens that work for the new iPads would work on my iPad?
I think that they would only work in a, like, touch capacity. In other words, like a finger on a stick where you're literally just, like, it just thinks it's a finger, whereas the other ones have hardware to gauge how hard you press and, like, others. So, like, long story short, no, I don't think you should.
Because I don't know anything about stylus. And since I got the subscription to the Adobe software, I put all the premium apps on my iPad, so like Photoshop and shit would be great to use on my iPad, but I would want to use like a stylus.
You can get a stylus.
I just don't know how good they are.
You should Google this because I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure you can get a stylus, but you should just get a cheap stylus because it's not going to use any of the shit that the Apple one does unless you have the iPad Pro.
The new iPad Pro
is pretty sweet, man.
I don't know if stylus work. I don't know if that has to be like a first party stylus or...
Yeah, no, it just depends on what the hardware is. Like, some of them, they have, like, capacitor, like how hard you're pressing, how close it is to the screen, the angle. Like, I think there's, like, hardware built in to detect all that. And some are just, like, it just detects a rubber surface on the screen. And, like, it can get wider or shorter just because the rubber surface actually, like, bends. But those are $20. The Apple one's probably $130, so.
Yeah, because, yeah, they're fucking ridiculously expensive.
Okay, so we talked about pretty much everything on here. I wanted to ask two questions. Number one, this will be hard for Adam because I know he's got a million of these, but what game is already out, could be this year, could be 10 years ago, that you wish you had played or you want to play? Because I'll just start off as an easy one. I think I'm going to download the old Rockstar game Bully. I've never played it. And I
did download that. For the,
it's
15
bucks
reason.
On PS4.
No, it was $4.99 yesterday.
I know. Somebody told me that, and I was like, fuck. I was talking about it today.
That's why I picked it up.
But that's a game that I want to play. It's just a random one. But
I didn't buy Bully. I wanted to, but then I was like, I've never played Manhunt, and I really like violence. So Manhunt instead.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any of those, though?
Manhunt's pretty good. I have a top five.
No, let's have it.
All right. So... these are all for the PC, of course. I want to play... I do want to play The Witcher 3 that goes down in price. Okay. The Witness, of course. Okay. Just Cause 3. Deadpool.
Okay. Deadpool. That game looks so bad, man.
Yeah, it looks fun.
That being said, you should make a YouTube video out of that.
Well, I have South Park The Stick of Truth, too, so I'll be making videos of that pretty soon.
Perfect.
That game's fun.
And Divinity Original Sin looks really sweet. I remember, Adam, weren't you talking about that a while ago?
Yeah, I was talking about it last week. I almost bought it because it was on sale, and I just anytime like a game's on sale, like half off, I just consider buying it. But I was talking with like Pants Down Pete and some other people, and I was watching his videos. Just doesn't seem like the game for me. The combat,
it looks really cool. You can create your own like stories and maps.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, dude. Well, on the PC you can. And
boom.
I really like creating stuff. I have a D&D group that I do, and we're starting a superhero campaign pretty soon.
Remember?
That I've completely written and created.
Remember like 2 summers ago, maybe it was? I think it was 2 summers ago. I don't know how you guys got my number or my Google Hangouts, but your dad called me.
Oh,
you guys were all dressed up in your wizard's shit. And I was drunk on my porch talking to Chad. I was like, dude, a fucking wizard just called me. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, I don't know, man, this wizard dude just called me.
That's right. I was doing a Skype D&D thing for not very long at all. It fell through pretty much after the first day.
I was really jealous because it looked fun as hell. I was like, this is something I could totally do.
So here's my thing on that. So I've said this before on the podcast. This is not me thinking I'm too cool or like whatever. I just don't.
Yeah.
I would feel so uncomfortable playing that. And it's frustrating because I know that like it's so in my wheelhouse. But like I've actually watched have you ever seen shit? I can't remember. Is it a comic? I think it's Comic-Con. Patrick Rothfuss, who's my favorite author.
You're talking about the PAX thing? I think it's PAX. Is it PAX?
Or maybe it is PAX. And they do.
I thought it was like the PAX Prime thing.
They might even do it at both. I don't even know. But they do like a 4-person D&D thing with like a dungeon master. And that's like hilarious. It's like 4 famous people in like the comic and video game scenes. And it actually looks like a lot of fun. But I don't know. Role playing, it just sounds hard. I feel like I'd have to be hammer drunk.
Oh, you just have to use your brain. That's all. Use your imagination.
Yeah. I just, you know what? Life's beat me down so much, Dustin. Those innocent days are gone.
Well, you don't need to think up. All you have to do is think up of a character. So let's say.
I know. I'm not talking about the creativity part.
I know.
Pretending part sounds hard for me.
I feel like all my characters would end up being Batman. Just some kind of form of Batman.
I mean, that's fine. That's what you know. Yeah. That's okay. just a rich.
Will you Twitch
master.
This?
I've been trying to think of something to do with that.
I would do not Twitch. I would do a YouTube hangouts on air because you could have everybody and you could record it.
Well, yes. The superhero thing that I'm going to be doing is everyone's going to be coming over here to play that are going to be in it. So I have.
I see.
I have 2 cameras and a GoPro that I want to get set up, and I have my microphone for audio.
So you're the dungeon master?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
And I've been tossing around in my head for a while, and I think that's what I want to do. But the thing is, my city is a 3D model of Metropolis with
God, that sounds awesome.
The Daily Planet in the center, so it'll cover people's faces. Awesome. Yeah, it's
okay,
pretty sweet.
What you need to do is you need to have... All right, you need to have... This is going to be really fucking annoying to edit, which I'm sure you already realize, but you get the 2... You said you had 2 GoPros?
1 GoPro and 2 cameras.
Okay, 1 GoPro. You wear the GoPro on your head. Then you have a camera on, like, 45 degrees away from you, so like a triangle, and you're just going to have to record all 3 at the same time, and then cut edit all of it. You know what I mean? That would totally work.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you have enough angles.
I don't know if there's ever been a better opportunity to play roofie roulette at a party.
Than whoever gets the roofie plays Dungeon Master.
Yeah, just put a GoPro on him.
Yeah, and Dustin's just trying to like sneak people over. Yeah, we're gonna play this great game.
Let's take a shot.
That'd be fun. A drunk D&D session.
Yeah. I think they go together pretty well. I mean, the problem is the Dungeon Master, you have to be the one that's, like, on top of your game more than anybody else.
I'm never on top of my game.
Yeah.
Well, from what I hear, I don't know. The guys from, was it DK who was the Dungeon Master?
I think so. I think he wanted to, like...
He wanted to do, like, a Skype one or, like,
we were thinking of, like, doing something for Extra Life, doing, like, a...
Oh, that's right.
For that. That never game. That well, everything we do never comes to fruition. But
no, obviously.
Because it took time and planning, and it's just not what we're about.
The whole thing. Okay, Adam, any games that... Did you already answer this question? I don't think you did.
No. I don't know. I think I've just about played them all.
Yeah.
I think I've played every game ever.
You buy all of them, at least.
Shut up. Nothing this year. I don't think I missed anything really last year. I feel like there's something I missed. Even though I know it sucks, Dead Space 1 and 2 are some of my all-time favorite games, and I never played the third, so I would like to go back and play that one.
I don't think the third sucked. I think the ending sucked.
People seem to fucking hate it.
Yeah, but I think that's because of the ending. It's infamous for being the worst ending in video game history. They actually released a patch to change the ending. So
wasn't
you actually
that
might
Mass
get the
Effect?
One.
That's Jesus. Mass Effect 3, wasn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm thinking of Mass Effect.
Yeah, well, that's a good series, too. I'm a big space and...
Oh, that's like, a good call. I've never played that either, yeah.
I know I would love those games. But I never played them. I would like to go back and finish Knights of the Old Republic. Was that the BioWare one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
I started that, and I just wasn't in that type of game at that time. I just don't know if I really knew how to play them, and I just got discouraged and stopped playing it. But
yeah, those are great games. Both
now that I know really know how to play like the team based turn stuff, I would like to play that game again.
Yeah, that reminds me.
They say it's like an incredible Star Wars story.
XCOM is another game I'd like to play.
You should get the second one. Fuck it.
I know. It's got a steep learning curve, but it's like the game. It's like the exact game that I would love.
You're good at that strategy shit.
But learning is so hard, you know? I just want to shut off my brain when I get
home
from
work. But when you're playing it, I mean, sure, it's not that.
Yeah, no, it's one of those games that I think like the first 2 hours or 3 hours are like learning, and then you're good from there. It's like that kind of thing. But
yeah, you should get Enders and Gungeon. That's a good game.
Yeah, it looks good. I'd like to try it.
It's fun to like relax, play like, I mean... It's hard, but it doesn't really stress you out. It's fun to like play like 30-minute rounds, and you know you're done. That's it. You can play more if you want, but you get a lot out of the time you spend with that game. So it had a lot of value to it.
Yeah, I have another game.
Go ahead.
I just got this from my dad while I was in Florida, and it is Madden 2011. No. Madden 2011 for the Wii.
I was going to say, this is a weird decision.
Why the fuck did you get that?
He just gave it to me. He's like, here, I have a bunch of games for you. Here's this. He also gave me NHL soccer game, Madden 2013,
wait,
and Dragon
NHL,
Age for the Xbox.
NHL soccer game?
NHL, comma, a soccer game.
That's the name of the title? That's crazy. I didn't know the NHL made a soccer game.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's on ice with a puck, but they kick it.
Like Rocket League.
Sort of, yeah.
Kind of, without the cars. It's all coming together.
Or the fun. Just everyone fall on their back.
Do you think that maybe Rocket League 2 will be like a soccer game? Think about it.
I feel like...
It's like FIFA.
There's some old like NES games that I missed out. Like I never played Chrono Trigger, never played Fire Emblem, never played Earthbound.
None of those games are in your wheelhouse.
Like,
continue.
I never played like any of the original Final Fantasies. I never played Final Fantasy VII.
None of these games are in your wheelhouse.
Chrono Cross was really, really good. I really like that game.
Another one that's Adam wouldn't like, yeah. I don't think.
I feel like I was just too young for them or just too cool to play Japanese RPGs.
Yeah, I never got into them. I don't think I knew about them as a kid.
That's the thing. I just don't think I ever like really knew about them. Like I would get like Nintendo Powers. Like, I didn't have a subscription or anything, but somehow, like, I don't know if you could buy them in stands. Could you buy Nintendo Power in stands?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, when I say I think so, I mean I'm, like, 50% sure.
Like,
maybe at Barnes & Noble.
Every, like, 4 months, we didn't have any Barnes & Noble where I lived.
No. Just stole from your friend.
Somehow I would get one. I don't know if, like, somebody would just give it to me or whatever.
Steal
but that's
one.
And I was a young kid. I wasn't reading. I was looking at pictures, so I never really... did any of that stuff. I never played any of those games. Never got into a JRPG. I never really, of all the games I had for NES, I never really played anything that was Japanese. Like, that style. Like, I'm sure all the games that came out were pretty much from Japan. But,
right.
I don't know. I should look into that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I had one more topic, but I think I'll keep it till next week. We have a good, good hour-long show here. Do you guys have any announcements as far as stuff you're going to do this week?
I have a 2-minute review of 101 Ways to Die going up tomorrow, I think. I got to edit it.
All right.
I've been doing this thing where I'm like not spoiling anything for 101 Ways to Die, but I've just been picking like these cheap, shitty games to do 2-minute reviews of. Not to be confused with Bottom Shelf Gaming, because Bottom Shelf Gaming, actually, those games are good. Mine are just, I know they're going to be bad, and I play them and just show people how bad they are. And I do it in 2 minutes. After I only play like 15 minutes of the game, it's pretty great. playing bad games takes a lot out of you. And after I played an hour of 101 Ways to Die, I just did not. I didn't want to even look at the video. It's like, fuck this. I don't know how people like that. If that's like their stick, whatever that. Yeah,
we almost there.
If that's their if that's their staff,
their shaft,
their stuff.
Yeah, it's their shaft. I don't know how they do that without like blowing their fucking heads off. So, man, like,
well, I think what they do is it's like what Red Letter Media does when they do Best of the Worst. They do it in a group. Yeah. Like when they watch the horrible B movies or worst of the worst movies, they do it in a group and they drink and they like laugh at it. Cause yeah, it's like they're, you could tell sometimes they're like just drained from watching these movies.
Yeah. And like I go through these games and I'm like, I don't just try to like shit on, just be funny or be an asshole or whatever. Like I try to find like the value. Like I'm looking for like, I'm not saying like don't, like I'll say don't buy this game, but I'm going to say this game's bad, but you know, like there could be some fun here for like the price or, you know, there's some bad games could have some things that are worth it. So I was trying to look for this stuff in 101 Ways to Die. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I fucking hate this game. I just don't want to play it anymore.
Fuck that game.
And I did like three of those. I did Soda Drinker Pro, Infinity Runner, and 101 Ways to Die in like a week. And I was like, what am I gonna do next? And I'm like, I just don't want to do it anymore. Like after like I'm in my third video of this series, and I'm like, fuck, this is a terrible idea. It's like bad video games are bad.
Yeah.
Put that on a shirt.
About it. You got anything coming up, Dustin?
You know, just check YouTube. You'll see things popping up. Minecraft, things will, Alien Isolation.
Things will happen. Pop up.
Right. I have no plans. If they go up, they go up. If they don't, then, you know.
Then they don't.
You can send your hate mail to @Steinhardt on Twitter.
Perfect. It's eric.feeling@...
theoffensivelinecom.
Tinny Meats.
And subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Jesus.
Yes, please.
We have almost, I can't remember now if it was almost 300 videos
Seven
or almost
million people.
We have almost 300 million videos. No, I can't remember. If we almost
is
have
250 or 300. I can't remember.
I can't remember if it was like 279 or 179, but we have a shitload of videos up there. I didn't realize how many we had.
So, and nobody watches them.
Get on there.
No, we get a decent amount of watchers. It's funny to see some of the older stuff that we put up, like Altered Beast still does well, Toro does well.
That's because they're timeless.
Yeah. Forgive which your Qui-Gon Jinn or whatever the fuck that cheap ass character in Mortal Kombat. His tutorial does well. Neverwinter Nights is great. That's usually like our most hit.
Shit.
Trying to think. There's just weird ones. Go watch our Surgeon Simulator. That's great.
Oh man, there's Surgeon Simulator for the VR. It looks
I saw that.
Really cool.
Does look good.
I want a VR so bad. Fine. If anybody wants to give me $800 to get a virtual reality headset, go right ahead.
Kickstarter.
We should just do a GoFundMe for Dustin to get a VR. See what we can get.
That'd be great.
If he gets half, we'll just take it and buy booze and not give him any.
Done. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, it's obviously, if we get all of it, I'm just going to do the same thing.
it's all or nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So we got things going on. I'll try to do a drunken Rocket League Twitch sometime this week. Maybe
you should
hoops.
Do basketball. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Can you do that one-on-one, I wonder? That actually might be really fun.
I don't know.
Or really frustrating if you're me. But yeah, we're Ape at Bourbon everywhere, Twitter.
Website, they could do volleyball. Facebook. That'd be sweet.
I really like the volleyball one where it's two cars on each side and you have to hit it over a net.
Is there a volleyball one already?
No, I'm just saying that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, you said you really like it.
You guys
I really
like
the idea.
You guys haven't thought that through. That sounds absolutely terrible.
Baseball would be good instead of it being
kickball.
A goal.
Come on, you got to drive and hit the ball. That'd be fucking great.
All right, that's the same thing. It's same
what was
thing.
That one game? Civil War.
What?
Civil War? Ain't that what we
just
play?
Making shit up.
Is that what we know? Isn't that like bombardment or whatever? We just play Jansen.
No one's played that game.
What the I fuck are you talking about?
Civil War. That was the name of the dodgeball game.
People man, call that was a very serious time in American history. I
fuck yeah,
that.
Man. Dude, I
can't
never
wait
lost
till none
some
of these
dodgeball.
Tracks record.
Play some Alaskan baseball with rocket cars. That'd be fun.
What the fuck is Alaskan baseball?
I'm just making shit up too, man.
Stop making shit up. leave that to us.
All right. Today has been rough, as Dustin's Skype picture says. It only took 3 hours to record a 1 hour podcast, but we got it done until, again, it doesn't actually record.
Well, I hope my audio is okay because I got real comfortable with using a headset and moving my head around.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I'm Andy.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Dustin.
And we're A-Bit Bourbon.
Jugs.
Go fuck yourself, Seattle.
Did it means.
The time.